welcome the shittiest song of the week.
That sounds fucking terrible.
It's like retard music.
It's utter horseshit.
I was gonna say, it's bad.
This is dumb, retarded.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm your host, Brandon, and joining me as always, back by popular demand, it's Fred. How's it going, bud?
What's going on, dude?
Oh, yeah, and Teresa's also here. Teresa, hey.
Hi, guys. Glad to be here.
Hi, T.
Thanks.
I am so excited to be here tonight, guys. This is the first round of the new year.
Woo. It's the new 2024 season, Brandon.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I forgot to do plugs in the beginning of this. People, you know what to do. Check us out over at shittysong.show. You're going to get links to the social media and the Patreon. And that's the end of that. Let's get right back into the show.
Yes.
Woo. Yeah,
fuck all that. They know where to find us. We've been doing this long enough.
Exactly, goddammit. I'm so excited to be going through this. We the madness of Shitty Song of the Year is over with. We had our fun with the Christmas episode, and now it's time to get back into another round of shitty music.
I'm so excited for this. Well, not really, but I'm excited to kick off the new year and the new season and all that, but I'm not looking forward to breaking down what I've got, Brandon. It's horrible.
Well, that's fine, because tonight we don't have a specific genre or category to go through. We're going through a wild card episode tonight.
Yeah, that's different. We've never done that before. We normally start off with a genre-specific thing. Normally, last year it was metal. The year before that, it was country. Something to that effect. But we're doing a wild card episode.
Yeah, we're mixing things up this year, Red. I get the feeling that there's going to be a lot of that going on as the year progresses.
Yeah, we just had this conversation off mic a few minutes ago, but I'm trying to refresh and cleanse the Shitty Song of the Week palette this year. I think I'm going to try to, and I've told Teresa to stop me if I do it, but I'm going to try to bring a fresh cast of all new shitty songs this year. No more repeat offenders. I'm going to do my due diligence and try to pick people and artists and groups and bands and all that we've never brought before. So, but this episode is a repeat offender, so I'm not sticking to that really, you know, at all.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So right away he says, fuck that.
Right. Yeah. But after this, I promise. After this, I'll quit. I swear to God, I will.
I've got my ruler ready, so I'll slap his hand if he brings a repeat offender.
I just need one more hit, though, Teresa. I just need to bring one more. I swear to God, after this one, I'll quit.
I know it is.
I could stop anytime I want to, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Get that can of pennies and just shake it at them.
Yeah.
Bad, Red. Bad.
Yeah. But after this one, I promise, I won't do it again.
All right, so why don't we get into it, shall we?
I'm ready, buddy.
All right, excellent. I believe I'm going first, as per usual.
Yep.
And I'm also bringing someone that's never been brought to the show before, although I've considered bringing them for quite some time now. Every now and again, they pop up on my radar, and they bring a song that bugs me. And they finally created a song that bugged me enough that I felt the need to bring it to the show.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, are you familiar with Dragon Force?
I mean, I don't know, like, song names, I don't know band members, shit like that, but I know who Dragon Force is. Yeah, it's like Savant Metal or whatever the fuck it is, right?
Yeah, it's like fast power metal, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have a new song. Oh my God, I'm fucking blanking on the title of it.
A new
Doomsday
song.
Party.
Doomsday Party, yeah. They just started putting out new music, Red. This song is less than 2 weeks old at this point. And Doomsday Party has gone, like, it's taken Dragon Force and they've changed their sound entirely from being power metal to Euro pop club dance bullshit.
Yeah, every time I've heard Dragon Force, it reminds me of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Just because there's so much going on, there's so much to listen to. That's why I called it Savant Metal, because these motherfuckers are just too musically inclined to play instruments, because they have so much shit going on. It's like who is it? I don't know the guitar player for Lamb of God. All their shit is scale. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing, you know, crazy, but it's fucking wild. And I feel like it'd be hard to change the sound of a band like that, Brandon.
Yeah, it's weird because these guys are, they're usually a very technical band.
Yeah.
Like, everything from them sounds crazy difficult to play. But this song, they really simplify everything. The sound is different from them. And even when they try to drag and force it up, as it were, it sounds way out of place and just real try-hardy and showboating.
Okay. Oh, now, we all, as you like
to put it, yes.
I was getting ready to say, you know how I don't like showboating lead guitarist, Brandon.
Well, then you'd hate Dragon Force.
Yeah, I don't like Dragon Force by any means.
All Dragon Force is just like Deedly D's on steroids.
Yeah, it's a group of musicians who just for 5 minutes, 6 minutes, however long their music is, just a dick measuring contest. Like, look at this lick and look at this lick and you know, I mean, they're all trying to outdo one another.
I used to be a fan of these guys. So, in a way, I'm kind of killing a baby to start things off with.
It's too much. There's too much going on.
I am a fan of a quality sweep arpeggio, Red.
Yeah, dude, look.
If you can pull it off, I'll listen.
Yeah, dude, look, I'm not taking away the talent of Dragging Force. They have phenomenal musicians in this band, right? All I'm saying is it's just too much going on at one time. That's all I'm saying. It's like the streetlight. Well, it's like the streetlight manifesto shit. It's too much going on for me to listen to the song.
Well, there's next to nothing in this song. It's got little to no substance in it, even when it tries. So let's get right on into it.
Okay.
I don't know how many parties you're going to, Red, where they're praying while they're dancing around.
You know, out of all that we just heard, all 40 seconds of it, you know what sticks out to me?
What's that?
The fact that they made factory a two-syllable word.
Factory?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard
that
too.
Is this like an anime show theme song or something? Because it really sounds like it.
No.
It should be if it's not already. Doomsday Party on the factory floor.
And in the Old Town Hall.
In the Old Town Hall. Yeah. That's got to be a reference to something. That's too specific for it not to be.
I don't know, but who's praying in factory floors and in Old Town Halls? Like, Dragon Force doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
No. I don't know, dude. This is really like, I don't watch or listen to anime music, but this sounds like it should be the intro to an anime show or something. I don't know.
Well, they are extremely nerd metal, so that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just too much, man. It's too busy. I've always said that about Dragon Force. Just like I said about the Streetlight Manifesto shit, it's just too much going on for me to listen to it, no matter what it is. I mean, you could take the best Dragon Force song there is, and I'm still going to say the same thing about it. So I can't really reference this against anything else because all of their shit sounds the same to me because I can't listen to it. Does that make sense?
No, that I get, but this sounds nothing like what they've put out in the past. This is a whole new sound for them. Even they're still trying to keep elements of who they are with this, but it's a completely different sound.
Right.
And they even have another band joining them. There's that female vocalist, Eliza Ride or Rid or something like
Ray.
That. Yeah, she's the one of the front men from a band called Amaranth.
Is that an anime metal band?
No,
but it is a band that should be featured on this show at some point. I did do a little digging.
Right, so I feel like, what was the name of that shit? God God damn it. I lost my train of thought that fast. Anyway, moving on.
This is all deliberate on their part. Like, there is one article that I saw that there, it's basically them paying homage to like all the 80s hair, synth metal, like all that stuff. So this is deliberate. This is not, they wanted to step out of the box, and this is the box they stepped into.
Well, I'm almost expecting, like, what's that K-pop shit, baby metal? You know what I'm talking about? That's kind of what it sounds like to yep. me, too. It's got like a and I don't know, it's real Japanese-y sounding. Like, I'm not trying to be racist or anything like that, but it's got a real Japanese anime. I can't hate to keep going back to that, but that's all I can reference to.
It does sound very anime-ish.
Yeah, I hate to keep saying it, but that's all I've got for reference. You know what I mean? Because I don't listen to Dragon. I don't listen to Dragon.
Let's continue on.
It's 5.5 minutes long. Holy shit. Teresa, do you have the lyrics pulled up for this?
I do.
I have a question. I'm not going to make you go back in the video, but there's a part that they just said something like the lyric about working for nothing or something, or your paycheck or whatever. Are they trying to be blue collar right now? Is that what's going on?
I believe the line is spend our lives at work, but nothing to bring home.
Right. This sounds like Hank Williams Jr. in The Shire.
Well, it's interesting because the chorus is real upbeat and poppy, and talking about this doomsday party in the factory floor or whatever. Sure. And then the verses are real dark and morose, and they're talking about like real tragic shit.
Yeah, working your life away for no money. That's super fucking tragic.
You know what it kind of reminds me of, too, is on The Simpsons where, like, Homer brings Bart to that steel mill and they're like, we work hard and we play hard. And then all of a sudden it turns into...
Oh, the gay steel mill.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of what it reminds me of. It's just so outlandish and so silly.
I don't get it. I don't get the reference, the doomsday party at the old town hall. Like, I don't know the reference. I don't know the... Like, what's it talking about, you think?
I think they're just...
When you hear it, like, what do you think it's talking about? Like, just the lyrics of the song. Like, what's it about?
A doomsday party to me seems like a post-apocalyptic rager. That's the kind of thing that I get out of it. But nothing about this song suggests that. Except for the fact that the music is fairly, like, dance-ish. It's deceptive.
What I kind of gather from it is that they're working themselves to death. So while they're at work, why not party? Like, that's kind of the tone I'm getting from it. I have a feeling I'm terribly wrong, but I don't even think they know what they're talking about.
Huh. Okay. This is why I don't listen to music like this, man. It's just, it's just so many holes, and I don't know. It's weird.
Well, let's continue on.
Please.
I would like to submit the first Deedly D's of 2024.
Those were Squeedly D's.
Yeah, like, man, I'm not taking away from the fact that guy knows how to play a fucking guitar.
Okay? Of course not.
And Carl, if you're listening, this is way overboard right here. This is showboating at its fucking finest. And it's fucking aggravating. I don't know this guy's name, but I've seen him all over the internet. He's a fucking legendary guitar player for Dragon Force, right? Like, he's really good. But it's just too much. Like, we know you can play. Like, there's no point in doing all that.
First of all, I'll just say, because there's a lot of guitar solo in this, and the solos themselves are fine. I'm not going to knock on the quality of the talent or anything like that, because obviously these guys have got skills to them. My issue with the solos in this is that they don't belong in this song. Nothing about this song has suggested that we needed Squeedly D's up until this point. So when you do get them, it sounds out of place. And there's going to be a guitar duel that comes up later on in the song that sounds out of place compared to everything else that you've just heard.
So does this chick on screen right now, does she get a part, or is she just a backup dancer at this point?
This is that Eliza Ridd from Amaranth. She does backup vocals on this. She does have parts where she sort of shines on her own.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, she has a part.
She's a hell of a dancer. I'll give her that.
Dude, what are you talking about? The choreography in this is terrible. it's like fist pump. Fist pump, kick, kick, fist pump.
It's so painfully European.
Well, she reminds me of Olivia Newton-John in Grease and the whole fucking theatrical shit that they do. That's what it reminds me of. Anyway, we could carry on. This is 5.5 minutes, man. We're almost not even 2 minutes in here. So let's play.
Red, can you explain to me what the fuck that was about?
That's the Slavic Michael Jackson is what that was. That was all Michael Jackson shit. That was right out of the Michael Jackson playbook right there. All that was missing is a hee-hee, and that would have been completely Michael Jackson.
We got some yeah-has.
I mean, she's got that whistle note like Mariah Carey does. So, I mean, that's impressive. You know what I mean? Not a lot of people can do that shit.
Sure, I guess, but... Again, what's it doing in this song?
What is any of this? Why does this song even exist? That's why I don't listen to Dragon Force, because I don't understand it. Like, any of it. This is the worst of Dragon Force. You take, like I told you earlier, you take the best of Dragon Force, and I still don't understand any of it. Do they normally have, like, guest singers and backup dancers and shit, or no?
Not really, no.
So this is super out of pocket for them then, right, is what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. They've been doing what they can to stay relevant. And they've done, like, I debated with Teresa on this. I've got a list of Dragon Force songs that I was going to bring to the show. Because every time that a new song from them comes up, it gets worse and worse. And they've been jumping on the trend of video game metal. Yeah. So, like, they're making, like, Legend of Zelda fan fiction songs and songs about Skyrim and whatnot. It's so fucking douche chilly.
Well, even, because Brandon, I told you this when you first brought this, that I didn't like this from the start. Like, this just grated on my nerves. But what really bothers me, I do not like operatic metal whatsoever. It's so out of place and it's so jarring. And her vocals, yes, she can sing, but it doesn't fit in metal music. It brings it down and it's jarring, and I cannot stand it. That she's the worst part of the song.
All right, here's another question, Brandon, since you know so much about this shit. What kind of music does this chick normally make?
Amaranth is new to me. But from what I discovered, it's a lot of the same. It's heavy metal music. She's trying to be Ginger without all the growling and screaming.
So it's legit, like, metal music, not this nerdy shit right here.
Well, you know, it's still show-worthy.
Well, I mean, I know that that's a gray area, but I'm saying, like, is it, like, true metal, or is it this nerdy shit right here is what I'm trying to say? Like,
it's a little mix of everything.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to understand the genre is all I'm doing, man.
Okay, so spoilers, we're about to come up on guitar solos. Like, dueling guitars are about to happen here. So sit down and relax, because we got a solid minute plus of solo work to go through. And then after that, she comes back, and it's another really out-of-place breakdown. And she kind of does this, like, Amy Lee sort of thing going on with her voice. It's really weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like I said, man, nothing about this song makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No.
Question.
Sure.
So this is Dragon Force and this Eliza Ridd or whatever the fuck her name is, right? This chick here.
It's the whole band. It's not just her. It's her and the band Amaranth. Like in the music video, you saw those guys all in black and shit. That's Amaranth.
Okay. Okay. So that's what I was leading.
They were dual soloing with each band. Like Dragon Force would play one part of the solo and then Amaranth would join in and do the other part.
Alright, so the Swedish metal dudes with the weird looking guitar, that was Amaranth. The fucking garage band chick with the bass and the spotlight on her, that was Amaranth. Yep. And then the emo dudes that were like three guitar players there dressed like screamo dude, that was Amaranth too?
No, it
all
was...
All of those people were Amaranth? Who the are these Asian... and the fucking blonde-headed dude with the Tom McDonald dreads and shit? Like, who the fuck was that? Was that Amaranth, too?
The guy singing, no, that's the lead singer for Dragon Force. The Asian guy, I think his name is, like, Herman Lee or something. He's with Dragon Force. And then the chick and the guy in the corpse paint, that's Amaranth. And then this chick... She's part of Amaranth. She's the lead singer for Amaranth.
So the dude in the twisty dreads and the glasses and the Adidas tracksuit was the lead singer for Dragon Force?
I think that's just a music video thing.
I'm so confused, Brandon. I'm so confused.
Welcome to Dragon Force.
Yeah, I hate Dragon Force, Teresa.
Shut up.
And look, that I'm not even saying there was anything really wrong with that solo that we just heard. You know, like, as a guitar player, I could appreciate it, but it's not something that fits in this song. It almost sounds like they're forcing themselves onto the track more. Like, guys, we're Dragon Force. We're contractually obligated to put out face-melting solos with every song. It's not required.
Look, you just said it. I'm not taking away these guys are excellent musicians, right? And going back to the whole showboating thing, like, that was not necessary. In a showboating aspect, in a song filler aspect, none of that shit was even had a point to it.
Right.
But the Asian guy, the Herman Lee dude, I've seen him play solo shit. Like, he's got his own YouTube channel. Like, he plays stuff like that's out of this fucking world, right? So everybody knows this dude can play guitar. We know you can shred that neck from one end to the fucking other. You know what I mean? Throw your little fucking embellishments in there, whatever it is you're going to do, and call it a day. You don't have to have a fucking 2.5 minute solo or dueling solos or whatever the hell. I don't
in a Euro pop dance song.
In any song. That's what I'm saying. In any song. I mean, I know we're talking about this one, but I'm just speaking generally. It's just not, it's uncalled for.
It's too much. It's gratuitous.
And that's the only thing you can say about it. It's too much. It's, hey guys, yeah, look how big my dick is, and look what I can do with this guitar that everybody knows I can do already.
So we heard all that. Teresa, if you can go back a few seconds to the beginning of this part here. Let's go from face-melting solos to whatever the fuck this is.
Okay. Was that a stiff hip thrust?
Yes.
They were all stiff hip thrusts.
Okay. Does this girl have the internet, you think? Does she know that people don't dance like that anymore? That the 80s were over? I feel like she got all of her dance choreography from like a Bangles or a fucking like a Tiffany video or something.
Like I said, that this Holy was all shit. Inspired by their, they were paying homage to all the 80s synth and hair metal and all that stuff. So do you really think it's surprising that they got their dance moves from it too?
Okay. Okay. That makes more sense now then.
It's Dragon Force jumping on the nostalgia train like everyone else.
They're too good to do that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're too good to back up and do that. Yeah, pay your homage, get a little, you know, make a little 80s sound in there. You know what I mean? Like, this would have been fine if it was taken down a couple notches. You know, if it was supposed to be a tribute or whatever to the 80s synth shit, it hit it on the fucking head, especially her shit.
That's what their entire new album is going to be. Like, I don't think it's been released yet.
Well, they killed that.
Yeah, it's called Warp Speed Warriors, and I believe it's due out March 15th, 2024. And this is what the entire album is.
Oh, great.
From what I can tell, that basically the whole album is going to be featuring this chick, and it's going to be paying homage to this style of music from the 80s.
Okay. I mean, they nailed that, I guess, in that one. I mean, that had 80s all over it.
It stunk.
Well, yeah, that's what I've got read to start off 2024. What do you have?
Brandon, that Savant metal was cool and all. But I think I'm going to start 2024 off with some hip-hop, bro country, pandering, self-censoring, oh my don't God. Know what kind of song it wants to be bullshit, Brandon.
Great. I love it. You're checking all the boxes already.
Yeah, you remember our old pal Hardy, right, Brandon?
Yeah.
The Wait in the Truck song that I brought last year? Well, he had a new turd drop about 4 months ago, the end of last year. I think it was like right before Thanksgiving or Halloween, somewhere in that time period, called Truck Bed.
Okay.
And mentioning the weight in the truck, you know, that I brought last year, and now this song called Truck Bed, there's already a running theme here, right? It's the pandering part of it. They're talking about fucking trucks again, right? So before he was telling this dude to, or just telling this chick to go wait in the truck, he's now sleeping in the truck, Brandon. But this one, it's a weird, like, sleep in the truck, like, party anthem kind of song, right? So his girlfriend wouldn't let him come back in the house because he fucked up somewhere, and she wouldn't let him in, right? So he had to sleep in the bed of his truck. He had to sleep in the bed of his truck. But before he calls it a night, he figured he would, you know, plan a rager and just party in his front yard, right? Well, you know how I told you it was hick hop and bro country. And then I said it was pandering. I've covered that. Now, it's got self-censoring in it. And then I said I didn't know what kind of song it wanted to be. Towards the end of this thing, Brandon, it turns into a screamo emo song for about 30, 40 seconds or so, right?
Of course it does.
It's so weird, dude. I have never heard a bro country song turn into an emo song, right? I know you brought that Belmont shit like earlier last year or year before last, but that's not what we're talking about here. So the official video, it's got like a little 20-second skit in it. It starts off kind of slow because of the skit and shit, but it takes about 20 seconds. So, Teresa, you want to press play and let's get this thing going. Okay.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar.
Right off the bat, the intro, Brandon, and this is probably nitpicky, this is all subjective anyway, but I don't like that tremolo effect on the guitar in the intro part.
No.
I'm not a fan of tremolo effect. I'm not a fan of that. But did anybody else notice that Hardy had meth mouth in the video? Or is that just
he's
me?
Got something going on. It's not good.
Yeah, when I seen the close-up pan of his face whenever he got out of the truck bed, I was like, whoa, what the fuck? He's got millions of dollars. Why does he have meth mouth?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not good, but the chorus in this is much catchier than Dragon Force.
Oh, so you've heard this before?
No, I haven't, but that's the chorus, ain't it?
Well, yeah, that's the hook, pretty much. I mean, it picks up, like the tempo picks up, but that's pretty much. And that's a weird move, too. I never understood why artists like to start the songs off with the hook. You know, that's supposed to be a surprise. And it's supposed to be the catchy part, so you wait and put it in the middle somewhere.
Don't bore us. Get to the chorus, man.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, Teresa.
Oh, okay.
I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard, 2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time.
It sounds like to me like he's singing with like a chew in his lip or something, Brandon. Like he's got
full of something.
Yeah, he even made the gesture in the video. Like he covered his lips because he's got meth mouth. Like he doesn't want people to see, you know, his fucked up teeth. And the double timing of the lock lock on the door or whatever the hell it was.
Oh, and I'd like to point out that whistle. That whistle is driving me fucking nuts. I don't
and
like
it wouldn't kill him to rhyme at least once. Like it's hip hop. It should at least rhyme a little bit. It sounds like it's supposed to. Like he understands music theory enough where he's got a melody and he's got a rhythm that's going on. Like the flow isn't bad, but god damn it, dude, rhyme a fucking word.
No, it's this Hardy and this his whole clan of fucking bro country douchebags have figured out the fucking formula for bro country. Obviously, they're making millions of dollars creating these catchy fucking hooks and shit. But like Teresa said, the fucking whistle, the whistle while you work shit is unnecessary, whatever the fuck that is. I don't like the fucking tremolo guitar in the intro. I don't like the cadence. Like, rapping does not belong in country music, and neither does fucking screamo, but we'll get to that in a minute. I just don't think rap and rock or rap and country mix. I know we talked about this and went into this with that Colt Ford shit, but that's actual hick hop. That's supposed to be like that. This is fucking supposed to be a country music song, supposedly. You know, this is classified as country music. So it should sound like country music. This has got hip hop in it. It's got fucking bro country. It's got screamo. But anyway.
So far, the only country reference is the truck bed. Where's the country?
Right.
Oh, and a bottle of Jack.
True. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But here comes the hook again, which you already heard before, with a little more up tempo and a little bit more music behind it. But
okay.
Teresa. I woke up on a wrong side. We just talked about the Jack. So it was a bone dry bottle of Jack. But what the fuck was he doing with it?
He was drinking it.
Well, he drank it.
Well, no, but he said it was a bone dry bottle of Jack's. I was doing something. I don't know. I never did look the lyrics up.
Let me grab them here.
That's not even my point. This man said eyes.
Okay.
Like I apostrophe S. Eyes.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve. She kicked me to the curb.
Yeah.
Guess you can say I got what I deserve.
He compound worded I was and said eyes. Like he's on the fucking
plantation. Listen for it.
Like he's on the fucking plantation. That bottle of Jack we was drinking sure was good last night, boss.
Well, and then the pre-chorus, he says, I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. So that could be what you're picking up, too.
No. Listen to the hook when it comes up again. This man said, eyes pouring that bottle of Jack last night. I'm telling you.
He can't speak.
But here's the fucking verse and another chorus. Like, it goes by quick, Brandon. It's 3:30. There was a 20-minute intro or a little skit, so it's barely 3 minutes.
When do we get to the face-melting guitar solos?
There's a horse.
No.
God damn it.
Yeah. There's a horse. and a lot of people in his front yard. And you'll see coming up possibly maybe a stripper, maybe a cop. We're not real sure yet, but we'll see.
Ooh, stripper cops.
Teresa. Have a corner rest my head. A camel jacket for a blanket. Then passed out like I was dead. Still got one head. The whistle is aggravating. The more I hear it, the worse it's getting. Did you see the token black guy crowd surfing, Brandon?
I did.
He had to add that validity to it. You know what I mean? For the hip hop side of it.
Well, and to comment on the music video, like, no wonder why his girlfriend's pissed off. You're throwing this fucking rager in front of your house. Like, yeah, no wonder why the cops are going to get called or stripper cop or whatever. Like, yeah, fuck you. I'm not going to be with you anymore if you're pulling this shit.
Yeah, I bet his fucking neighbors are pissed. But anyway, here comes the self-censoring, Brandon.
Great.
This is good. This is good. This is real good.
Can't believe I gotta be at work at 9. That fucking bird's about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least
least I took my boots off this time.
Oh, shit.
You know, I can't believe it that they'd pull that stupid bullshit on this dumb, idiotic fucking song. I cannot believe that they are so fucking stupid to self-censor themselves. How fucking dare they? I can't do it.
They said every other letter but the U, Brandon. Or he did. He said every letter but the U.
But what's the point of that? Because after they self-censor themselves, like right here, I hear them saying shit. Like, it's nothing. So, like, okay, you're gonna... So, fuck is the big curse word that you gotta censor.
Look, just say the word. His buddy,
Don't
Jelly Roll...
Don't be a pussy about it.
Yeah, his buddy, Jelly Roll. We know who Jelly Roll is.
Yeah.
He's dropping F-bombs everywhere in his fucking country music, man. So, every... And he's selling millions of fucking records. So... Apparently it's fine, you know, and even if Jelly Roll or anybody like that wasn't saying it in country music, just fucking say it, dude. You're already saying every fucking letter in the damn word, but the one that makes it a cuss word. I mean, it's fucking stupid. Just say the damn
it's
word.
It's just so jarring. Like, yeah, like everyone's saying, just fucking say it.
It brings more attention to it than just saying it at this point.
Yep. You think the people listening to this dumb shit don't say that word? You think the YouTube algorithm's not going to play your fucking multi-million dollar fucking song because you said the word fuck in it? No, they're not. Just fucking say it, man. That's all I'm saying.
Does he do it again?
No, just the once. Yeah, just the once. No, he doesn't say fucking or whatever the rest of the song. It's just that part. He self-censors himself in that lyric. There was a little special guest appearance by John Daly, the golfer, the bearded dude that smokes cigarettes and plays golf drunk and makes millions of dollars. He had a little guest appearance with the old man on fire. He gave him a beer. Anyway, that doesn't mean anything. I just thought it was cool.
Was that like his clout pull right there? Like some Johnny Badass golfer?
Johnny Badass?
Yeah, John Daly's a legend. You know what I mean? In the golf game. He's a legend. So... I guess. I don't know.
It's like, so weird and not country. Like, that's country club. That's not country.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
Now, here's where the song takes that drastic turn, Brandon, and turns into the screamo emo shit.
Great. So,
I think it plays on out from here, Trace. I think this is about the end of it. So,
No, there's still... Well, yeah, there's about a minute left. Do you just want to play it through?
If you want, unless Brandon wants to comment on the screamo shit, which I'm probably sure he will. So after that exclusive part there, you can stop and we can talk about it for a minute. Oh, we hadn't got to the John Daly part.
Is he okay? He's good!
So,
did you hear the dirty drop D guitars in that thing all of a sudden?
Yeah, well,
and Hardy almost tried to do a screamo growly thing when the dude was jumping in the pool or whatever the fuck. It's a totally different song.
Weird because we just heard a key change in hip hop. I've never heard a key change in this genre before. It was really bizarre and off-putting. And it turns out that when you change the keys in a hip-hop song, it just turns into a shitty Nickelback ripoff.
I didn't even think about the key change. I heard the drop D, but I didn't even think about the key change in it, dude. I really honestly didn't even cross my mind.
It's almost, like anyone's singing a song, and at the last chorus, they step things up a half step or whatever. Like, they just turn the distortion on the guitars and... tune their guitars down to a drop D, and it turned it into this fucking weird Nickelback thing.
Yeah, so not only are they appropriating hip-hop, they're appropriating Nickelback too, Brandon.
Canadians.
Fuck, what is country music doing?
See, if I can be honest, like, if the rest of the song, or if the entire song was that little part, I would actually kind of dig this. But that, yeah, like that.
Of course you would.
Well, I've got a reputation to uphold. Come on. But that part actually, like, that made me feel something. It's just like, oh, this is, like, maybe hip-hop can be kind of hard. No, the rest of it takes away from it, and so it's still garbage.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's a it turned into a completely different song after that. You know, like, Brandon's right. It does sound a lot like Nickelback. You bring up a lot of points about this thing I didn't even realize,
Brandon. Was there a person in the background screaming while he was singing the chorus?
Yes, I believe,
like,
so.
Just like a random, it's like, ah!
I don't know. I didn't pick it apart that much. I just got stuck on Hardy trying to do a screamo voice. I didn't even pick the layers apart. I really didn't.
Well, his screaming voice is what it would sound like if I was to try to scream in my room with Tara sleeping in the bed. Just, I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed. Yeah.
Can y'all keep it down over there?
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought it was a bold move in a hip hop bro country song, because I've never heard it before.
No, it is.
I mean, like I mentioned the Belmont thing earlier. That's like pop punk, country hip hop kind of thing. I don't know. It was weird. The whole bro country hip hop thing turning into screamo. I've never heard it before.
And it doesn't work.
No, it does not. But that's my submission for the first.
Well, you've still got like 30 seconds left.
It's just wrong side of the bed this morning, and him getting in his fucking bed, and like another outro thing, skip him getting in his bed and going to sleep. You can play it if you want. I mean, if it's 30 seconds,
yeah,
go ahead.
Let's play it out.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah, see?
Oh, there was nothing to this song.
Yeah. Had to get that last note in there, Teresa.
Yep, continuity's sake.
That's it, buddy.
Wow, okay. What a match.
See, aren't you glad I didn't
This poll's
tell
you? Gonna be wild. Yeah, this poll's gonna be weird.
Like, I don't even know where to go with this one. Like, I can honestly see either song moving on. I do think that your song is a little catchier than mine, and I think that might give mine a slight edge, but, you know, I'm not going to be surprised if yours takes it.
But wild card episodes are weird, dude, because they're completely separate genres, mm-hmm. and they're bad for their own differently specific reasons, you know what I mean? Like, yours is fucking, like, prog metal, but it's terrible prog metal, and mine's country, quote unquote, but hip hop, terrible country.
The wild card episodes are kind of like a early glimpse into what shitty song of the year is like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, 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 absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I'd have to say, out of all the wild cards, like, even though this is opposite side of the spectrum for each song, that this is probably the most evenly matched. That
do tell.
Like, as far as, like, their terribleness, that they're both terrible in their own rights, but it's equal. I don't know. I just think that it's a fair match.
Calm down, Teresa Luther King. It'll be okay.
Jeez. She did not want to pick a side this week.
This is not, we're not talking about equality here. This is a wild card episode, Teresa.
I'm just saying, like, there isn't one to where it's just like, you know, it's not a Roo-Rah type situation to where there's like an obvious, like, dead set, like, this is the winner. Like, these guys, they're both evenly matched.
Well, they do have the party theme to them, so.
That is true.
They do have that. They do have that in common, so.
Well, anyway. At this point, people, you know what to do. You check us out over at shittysong.show, where you get to decide which one of these songs deserves to move on for Shitty Song of the Year in December. If you think that the Doomsday Party in the factory floor I'm sorry, The Factory Floor was the worst song this week, then you vote for Dragon Force, that try-hard bullshit. If you think that pickup trucks and screamo hip-hop or hick-hop was the worst thing this week, then you vote for Hardy. I don't know, man. This really could go either way.
Yep. That's what I'm counting on. I don't want it to be one-sided. I wanted the first one to be at least, you know, neck and neck to the very end anyway. We'll see, though.
Let's not start off with ties.
Wild cards are always weird, guys. You know that. It could go either way, no matter what the song is. Wild cards are always one way or the other.
Yeah, but that, I think that's about as good a place as any to wrap it up for this week. Is there anything that we'd like to promote while we're here before we call it?
Yes, if you guys want to head over to patreon.com/SSOTW. That's where you can find the video episode of this, and you can also get early access on voting. So make sure you get your votes in. And there you can find hours of hidden tracks. You can find shit blankets. You can find the Corey Feldman episode. You can find so much shit you can't even believe it. So head over to patreon.com/SSOTW and sign up for the $5 shit bucks tier today.
Well said.
You won't believe it. One thing you forgot, Teresa, is the video. The video episodes
come out on Sundays.
Yeah,
I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. I'm gonna nail it.
You got to script it out like Brandon does with the intro shit.
Yeah.
Good job, though. Good job. Thank you. Golf clap. Golf clap to you.
Yay.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna wrap it up for this week. So as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And I'm Teresa.
And until next time.
Later.
Bye.
If you'd like to hear the hidden track for this episode in its entirety, go to patreon.com/SSOTW and click on the shitbox tier.